Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Brother Sean. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Good. I am fine. Thank you. What a blessing.
Thank you so much for spending time with us for the last two episodes.
Yes.
And this is the last episode. I'm sure our listeners will be really blessed by this episode as well. So today's episode is more focused on future vision. Now, this podcast is shared among Asian Americans. So Japanese Americans, Vietnamese Americans, and there's mostly second generation Asian Americans who live in North American context and all around the world. So this is very important to cast a vision, and we want to hear more about your thought for Asian Americans. So my first question is this: what is the major role for Asian Americans for the Great Commissions?
Well, in terms of that, I think, you know, if we are listen to God, mm-hmm. and obey, mm-hmm. and do exactly what, you know, the Bible said, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's the most important, mm-hmm. you know, in the Great Commission. You know, our job is to go out there, mm-hmm. and reach out as, you know, as much as many as people as we can. Mm-hmm. I think that's the Great Commission that God commands us to do.
Mm-hmm. You know? So Asian Americans, they have like a bicultural characteristics, right? Mm-hmm. They can be fully Laotian, they can be fully Khmer, but also they can be fully American, right?
Right.
Do you think that's a benefit to fulfill the Great Commission?
Well, it is. it is. But in you know, if we talk about in reaching out here in US, mm-hmm. yes. But for the new generation to reach out back home, like in Laos or in Vietnam, in China, in Korea, in wherever, it's gonna be a little hard because of the culture wise,
right.
You know, and even those if all this new generation, mm-hmm. you know, they have full compassion, mm-hmm. you know, to want to go up there, but it's gonna be a little challenging for them.
Right.
But it is nothing's impossible for God.
Amen. That's right. Yeah, I've seen some second generation Asians not only serving here, but also they go back to their parents' country, and just by God's grace,
yes.
by God's power, they do amazing ministries,
yes.
as well. Now, you and I, we are serving and serving as minority here.
Right.
Now, how can minority Asian churches participate in missions?
Well, it's many things. I mean, it's many ways that we can participate in. You know, it's especially, I think it would be great benefit, especially minority, because we still have the background, we still have the, you know, the experience in our life,
mm-hmm.
you know, back to, you know, back in home.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so big benefit to, you know, to those people in a mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So being minority does not limit us.
Right.
Actually, it benefits even more because we are already coming from this different cultural background.
Right.
Okay, what kind of movement do you want to see among Asian Americans in North Carolina and beyond?
Well, I sure like to see all the Laotian or the minority,
mm-hmm.
you know, move into the, you know, the next page or next generation,
mm-hmm.
and which is, you know, I believe the, you know, the big impact,
mm-hmm.
or the big movement here, you know, would love to see them,
mm-hmm.
and I think if you and I or all the leaders, you know, put our heads together,
mm-hmm.
you know, by God's grace,
mm-hmm.
we can help these churches or community,
mm-hmm.
move to the next level,
mm-hmm.
in terms of life. I'm not talking about a regular lifestyle or a secular life,
mm-hmm.
that we're talking. I'm talking about life in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, that's a great movement, and then that's something only God can do, right?
Yes.
But as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, what would be the first step for the movement to take place?
I think leadership training.
Mm-hmm.
Train these leaders.
Mm.
When I'm talking about training leaders, you know, it's a lot of time we have a lot of, you know, people go to school, people do this, do that, but if we can get these leaders,
mm-hmm.
to focus, actually understand deep in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
know well God's word,
mm-hmm.
what God is speaking to our hearts.
Right.
Not talk about somebody else, mm-hmm. but need to work within us, mm-hmm. from us, from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that sermon is preached to me, not to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that point or focus is focused in me, not somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If God work within me, I am sure God will work within them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So leadership training, mm-hmm. and equipping and teaching these leaders, mm-hmm. is the most important,
mm-hmm.
the most significant tool to have,
right.
to reach out.
So the leadership training should take place.
Yes.
So, well, the first time I met you was at the leadership training graduation ceremony,
yes.
last week. And Pastor Bunyong and Bung Tavong and those leaders were coordinating this leadership training. And I saw that 63
yes.
students,
yes.
leaders graduated
yes.
last time. And you were one of them, right?
Yes.
So are you talking about those type of training, or do you see another type of training needs to take place? Or what kind of training do you think it's necessary?
You know, the training that we have passed, that is just the face of the iceberg,
mm-hmm.
okay? Just the topic of the iceberg, which is what I'm talking about, the deep personal,
mm-hmm.
one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this pastor here,
mm-hmm.
in the church need to grab somebody, like we talk about discipleship,
mm-hmm.
need to train those one-on-one, make sure, walk through the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and make sure they understand deeply in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and then later on we can cut this loose.
Mm-hmm.
And that person can multiply with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
We can be as a bigger brother, as a bigger sister, train one-on-one, one-on-one, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to have like what we just had.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great tool, but that is the foundation,
mm-hmm.
of how to discipline ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, get ourselves into school,
mm-hmm.
get our foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get in the door, let's just focus deep in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the state have enough tool, enough equipment to equip these people.
Mm. That's great. So discipleship is the key,
yes.
for the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the classroom setting,
right.
training, but one-on-one, hands on the deck,
yes.
hands on the deck,
yes.
for discipleship.
Yes.
Mm, that's great. So, I mean, a lot of people just talk about movement and they love to dream the big dream and vision, but unless that practical discipleship,
right.
happens, movement will not happen.
Right.
That's good. Good insight. How can Laotian churches partner with other ethnic churches?
Well, I think that will be a great tool to have partner,
mm-hmm.
with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes if we only isolate among us, mm-hmm. or among ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard for church to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you partner with the other church, let them open their eye to see, to say, wait a minute, not only the Laotian, but here's the Korean, here's,
mm-hmm.
the Vietnamese,
mm-hmm.
here's the Pakistan,
mm-hmm.
here's the, you know, the people from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them see the lifestyles of how they live their life to please Christ. So they can see that,
mm-hmm.
to make the church grow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important,
mm-hmm.
that we can partner with this here.
Mm-hmm.
But by doing so, we need to have, just like state always have, like a pastor training,
mm-hmm.
from different group of people, different pastor. I think that's the great. But when the pastor come home,
mm-hmm.
we need the pastor need to encourage the congregation,
mm-hmm.
to join those part,
mm-hmm.
to join those congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be wonderful if we can have maybe some type of international worshiping, and maybe once a year or something like that, from different,
mm-hmm.
you know, pastor, different background, different church, different ethnic.
Mm.
You know, I think they'd be wonderful, so we can learn from one another.
Wow, that's great. So it's not just about church leaderships meeting together for the conference, but the whole church congregation would have some opportunity to meet with other,
yes.
church congregations,
yes.
to grow together, learn,
yes.
from each other.
Absolutely.
That is so amazing. That's great. Now, this is more of a personal, your own vision.
Mm-hmm.
What is your future plan for 5, 10, 15 years down the road?
Well, I like to, number one, I like to be out there in the field first,
mm-hmm.
you know, and reach out to these people. But my dream is to reach all these Kamuk people, the lost soul, you know, come back to the kingdoms of God. Mm-hmm. In next 5 years, that's what I'm dreaming for. Mm-hmm. In next 10 years, I dream that to see my children walk in the footsteps and to lead these people. And I dream for the Kamuk people, you know, to walk the footstep that I am walking right now. You know, I'm not saying I am the best example or the, you know, the good one, but at least God calling them respond to God's calling so they can walk in the ministry and reach out to the other. You know, I'm dreaming to have many Laotian Kamuk leaders back in Laos. I dream to have more leaders here, especially here in North Carolina, more leader and pastor to involve with mission and go out there, reach out.
That's great. Now I know you're you put the sales sign on the outside to say your house. I'm sure that's the part of your preparation to go overseas. What is the most practical need you have right now before you go to missions?
Well, we are, you know, and the reason we put this house for sale because we are preparing. You know, let's say if God called us next week, we'll be ready. So we don't have anything to hold on back here.
Right.
So, you know, just like in the Bible was talk about, you know, wherever your treasures are and your mind and your, you know, thinking will be there. But we just don't want to have that tied, you know, back in our ministry. So we want just wash our hands and say, okay, God, we want to give everything. We give our life. But we are in a stage of raising fund right now, you know, and we believe when times come, God will bless us, you know, to have all this money in place so we can go. So right now, we is about 45%. You know, and to reach out to, you know, the point we can go. So we have raised about 45%.
So, I mean, there must be some people out there who are listening to this podcast. They may feel like, oh, I want to support this brother. Is there, what would be the best way to connect with you, to support you?
Well, either they can contact me personally. I can lead them to where it need to be. We are with MB. Called the Mennonite Brethren, and the reason of that because we want to go back and reach out to our people, and I know, you know, within our inner circle Southern Baptist, you know, policy that, you know, we are not allowed the national to go back to the homeland, and so therefore that we, because God have calling us to witness or to reach our own people, that in this MB, I don't know if you understand of MB or many people don't know MB, Mennonite Brethren. It's a, you know, way back in the 16th century, they are part of the Baptist. So matter of fact, MB is the first one who sent Southern Baptist missionary to India. This is way back in the 1600.
Wow.
So we are, you can contact with MB, Mennonite Brethren, MB.org. Or you can contact me personally, or contact you, Brother Sam, me, and so we can be, you know, coordinate and work this out, how God will work us through.
Sure. That's great. I am so excited about what God is going to do through you, through your family, to impact Laotians and Thai and Khmer, and, but not just them, but people from all around the world. Thank you so much for spending time with
thank
us.
You.
And thank you for sharing your wonderful stories.
Thank you.
Listeners, thank you so much for listening. If you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode.